Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello, my name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Tamika? Yeah, my name is Harvey Schmidt, and I received a bill on my credit card, and it's from Maximum Confidence, and it was, according to the bank, it was transmitted on February the 18th.
Okay, can I start out by getting your zip code to see if we have an account for you?
Right. I don't think you have an account for us, but it's 97132.
And what is your first and last name?
Harvey Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T.
Okay, and for security purposes, may you verify your address?
Okay, it's 1301 Fulton Street, Newburgh, Oregon, 97132.
Okay, so I do have an account for you. I see we're back on December the 14th. Is your name the H-A-L? That's your first name?
Okay.
December the 14th, where you did something online to receive the free Wi-Fi booster, and you only paid for the shipping, which was $7.45.
Okay, I canceled that.
Okay, when did you call in to cancel?
The same week I found out that the Wi-Fi was not a good repeater, and word was that check the box. If it was torn, very likely somebody tampered with it. And anyways, they canceled.
I mean, so I can get that canceled for you today, but I don't see anywhere where you called in back in December to get this canceled, which would have been December the 16th.
Anyways, I have not ordered anything.
But, sir, that amount that you was billed, what amount are you calling about?
The amount that I'm being billed for is, well, let me see. Hold on. $58.43.
And what's the date on that amount?
So when I talked to the bank, they said it was transmitted on the 18th of March. February.
And on February the 18th, it was $56.95.
How much?
$56.95.
Okay.
And that was for a monthly subscription. When you signed up to receive that Wi-Fi booster?
No, I have not. I canceled everything. I'm protesting. Why would I order something like that I have no interest in?
Sir, when you signed up to get that Wi-Fi booster, you did get that item that was shipped to you. You automatically enrolled yourself in the membership.
I'm not buying that, and you know it.
Okay,
cancel me out, and I will not pay that 56 whatever it is. I'm not going to pay that.
Okay, well, and sir, that amount has already been generated.
Well, I'm not going to.
I already canceled it for you.
I'm not going to accept that. Sorry about that.
Okay, well, I already canceled it for you, sir. You need a confirmation number.
I'm not going to accept it. It's a fraud what you have going, and I canceled that as soon as I found out that the wireless repeater was bad. I did not use it. The package was tampered with, and we was advised to always check the boxes if it's been opened, and it was opened.
Okay, well, sir, I did get that canceled for you. You need that confirmation number.
You what?
I did get that canceled for you. Do you need that confirmation number?
Confirmation number. Give me the number.
C as in Charlie.
C.
259.
259.
007.
007.
621.
621. That's confirmation.
That's confirmation stating that this account is canceled.
Okay. When I talked to whoever talked to, I told him to cancel it. I assume it was canceled. I will not pay for this kind of hijack. That's money that is being taken illegally. And if it affects my credit rating, you can expect a lawsuit.
Okay, well, sir, I did get that counsel for you.
I'm sorry?
I did counsel it for you.
You did cancel it now?
Yes, sir.
And you canceled any kind of money that I owe you?
As far as those amounts, sir, that last one, what I can do, I can offer you a 35% refund on that amount of time.
No. You will take it all off. And the reason it has to be all off, because I thought when I talked to the people back, whoever I talked to, I wanted it canceled after the repeater was found to be probably an illegal item that was being pawned off. And I still have the repeater. I can turn that into the people that want it. I don't know who would want that. And your name again?
Tamika, T-O-M-I-K-A.
Say that again. A.
T as in Tom. O as in open. M as in Mary. I as in igloo. K as in kite. A as in apple.
Tamika?
Correct.
Okay, nice name. Sorry that you're a nice person. Sorry you have to put up with people like me.
You're okay.
That I want to reassure you, I will not pay a cent on this.
It's already been taken out.
And I'm going to tell the people at U.S. Bank that I've had conversation with you. Okay, can you assure me that it's all cleared up now?
Sir, have you already disputed this charge with your bank?
I have not yet disputed it. I'm checking it out to make sure that I did not order anything. And I did not order anything because it was already, I had canceled from that company. So I don't know what you guys are operating, but that doesn't sound like that's a good, fair thing for people. I'm an 87-year-old person and being taken advantage of this, that's a crime.
Okay, well, sir, what I can do is I can offer you a 50% refund amount on that charge. 50%
no,
of the 56.
I'm not paying a cent. I told you that. You can just wipe it clean. That way you don't have to worry about me going after you guys.
What do you mean wipe it clean, sir?
I want my record clear with you. I owe you zero. I owe you no money. And if it went through the bank, they're going to give you the same answer. They're not going to accept it.
Okay, sir, I'm just going to refund you that $56.95 back. Well, that's for the latest charge, and that's the most I can do, sir.
How much are you going to refund?
The amount of that was taken out, the $56.95.
$56.95. And can you give me a verification on that?
That's the same number that I gave you.
Okay. And because I have to tell the bank not to pay this. Okay, well, I appreciate your help on this, Tamika.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye.